Now we come to a third great statement that's made here. No man hath seen God at any time. That is one that runs all the way through the Scripture. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Now, we have here the first, no man hath seen God at any time. Why? Well, he's going to explain it in this gospel. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ will tell the woman at the well that God's a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, for God is spirit. No man has seen God at any time. What about the appearances in the Old Testament? God never revealed himself in the Old Testament to the eyes of man. What then did they see? Well, go back and read the record. For instance, Jacob said that he saw God, but what he saw was the angel of the Lord who wrestled with him. That was a manifestation, but he did not see God because God's a spirit. No man has seen God at any time. And now notice that second statement. The only begotten Son that's in the bosom of the Father. Believe me, friends, some translate this, even Nessel, the great German scholar, the only begotten God. Well, I like that. He's in the bosom of the Father. And that tells us a great deal. He didn't come from the head of God to reveal the wisdom of God, and he didn't come from the foot of God to be a servant of man. Have you ever noticed that he was a servant, but God's servant? He didn't shine shoes. He didn't run on errands. He didn't do what men ask him to do. He says, I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. He's God's servant. Came to serve him. He came from the bosom of the Father. He did not come from the feet. He did not come from the head. It was from the bosom of the Father that he came. He came to reveal the heart of God. He's the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. And the third statement completes verse 18. He hath declared him. And the Greek word here is exegeseto. Agos to lead and ex is out. Means to exegete. It means that what Jesus Christ did was to lead God out in the open. Do you want to know anything bigger than that? A little trip to the moon's nothing in comparison. Here he comes out of eternity past. The God of this universe, the creator of everything, taking upon himself human flesh and bringing God out into the open so that men can know him. My friend, the only way in the world you can know God is through this one, Jesus Christ. He came to reveal God because he is God. And I'm not through with these statements. There's something else here. I haven't time to go into all of it. But notice the statements in verses 1 and 2 and then verse 14, verse 18. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was made flesh. No man hath seen God at any time. You could not see God. God's a spirit. He had to become flesh. He had to become one of us in order for us to know him. We would not go up there to understand him. He had to come down here and bring God down where we are. Now let's put the second statements in these three together. The Word was with God, verse 1, and dwelt among us, verse 14. Verse 18, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. Consider this one for a moment. The angels bowed before him. He was with God, on an equality with God. The Apostle Paul wrote to him, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That is, he did not go to school to become God. It was something that he didn't have to work overtime to attain. It was not a degree that he earned. He did not try to be God. He was God. I do not mean to be irreverent, but he did not say to the Father when he came to this earth, keep your eye on Gabriel. I think he's after my job. Watch him while I'm gone. He didn't have to do that. Nobody could take his place. He was God. And here he comes, born in Bethlehem. A few little shepherds there, not many. He goes up to Nazareth, 30 years hidden away in Nazareth, in that little miserable town. God out of eternity coming down and going to Nazareth, working in a carpenter shop. Why? Well, so you can know God, friend. The only way you'll ever know him, my friend, is to know this one, the only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father. He's the only one who can reveal God to us. Now notice the third statement in each group. The Word was God, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And the third, He hath declared Him. When He was down here, He was still God, full of grace and truth, and He declared Him. He's the only one who can lead Him out in the open where we can get acquainted with Him, and we're not through with this. I want you to see something else. How do you divide up this universe? I sat with a man who designed the shield that's been on all these spacecrafts to make their reentry. He's a scientist who's an authority on heat. As we had lunch together in New Jersey, he said, "You know, this universe is made up of just three things. I believe that God has put His fingerprints on everything. The Trinity's everywhere." Then he explained what he meant. He says this universe is divided up into time, space, and matter. Can you think of a fourth, friend? The very interesting thing is that time, space, and matter include everything that's in this universe as you and I know it. Then time can be divided into just three parts, past, present, and future. Can you think of a fourth? And what about space, length, breadth, and height? Is there another direction? Also, there is in matter, energy, motion, and phenomena. Those are the three divisions of the three divisions. The universe in which we live bears the mark of the Trinity.